Good morning, listen to FortDaily.net, and I'm Kent Parr. This morning my guest is Kent Clausen, who's Vice President of Brands with Mohawk. Kent, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kent. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show with us. We were together this past weekend at your convention in Nashville, and we had a couple of conversations, and I wanted to talk to you about it. Before we get into the reason I want to talk to you, let's first talk a little bit about you. You've been at Mohawk for about a year and a half. You left Armstrong, where you were their marketing head. You've come over here, and you've been very busy. I haven't seen you very much because I think you've been behind the scenes doing a lot of research, right?
That's correct. On several projects now just around the Mohawk brand and also some of our sub-brands like SmartStrand as well. So we've been working diligently to just kind of reaffirm our positioning, understand our target markets and what the key messages and positioning we want to do for the overall brand and those products that are. So we've been working some of those things out.
All right, and this, one of the things I want to point out is you and I do agree, you with your MBA, that you're only as smart as what the market tells you. And, you know, you're out there and you're finding out what the market thinks about Mohawk, about some of these brands. I did today wanted to talk to you about the second phase of a SmartStrand customer satisfaction research that you just finished getting results on. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we had done kind of a condensed survey the prior year, but this year we expanded it out. And our goal around this was really to understand clearly the satisfaction levels with not only SmartStrand, but also both polyester and nylon. So what we did is we did a nationwide survey. We actually worked with an independent third party who specializes in these things. And really the whole idea was to understand the customer satisfaction levels. And what we found from that is that SmartStrand is rated number one in customer satisfaction. We look at that versus other fibers. And what we heard with that is that 9 out of 10 people who buy it would buy it again. And I think the thing that was most encouraging for us is at a high level, that's exciting, obviously. But when we began to dig into that and understand what were clearly the drivers around it, we found that around cleaning, and durability, it did fantastic. You know, when it came down to criteria such as easy to clean, dirt resistant, odor resistant, protection against spills and stains, it was number one. When we looked at durability items such as quality, wear resistance, maintenance that maintains its original appearance, it also was number one. That was fantastic from the consumer perspective. But the other thing we kind of expanded and asked as well was, how does it impact the credibility of the retailer? And what we found is that the credibility of the retailer who sells SmartStrand actually improves, and they're actually perceived as more credible and trustworthy. Now, we think that's partly because of the product and the high satisfaction. We think also the retailers that sell it are very passionate about it. And so, you know, that's a big thing when you look at a business that's driven so heavily by repeat business and referrals. You know, retail credibility is very, very important.
Okay, Kent. So I'm talking to the Mohawk brand guy, and you're telling me some things about your product. Some people are going to think this is very subjective, but what you're telling me is that you've gone out and asked questions and kind of get in the details a little bit. The people that you asked were people who had bought carpet within, what, the last 2 years?
It was actually a little longer than that. It was actually 3 years. We looked at people who had purchased carpet in the last 3 years.
Okay, and you compared the answers with your SmartStrand, which is known generically as Triexta, versus nylon and versus polyester. So you had a base of about the same size in each category, right?
That's exactly right. We had a statistically valid sample size for each of those different types of products, and we compared those to one another.
Okay. And most people really brag about the softness of SmartStrand. Was there any questioning around softness, or was it more about cleaning and maintenance?
No, it was definitely around softness as well, which is the thing we've always heard about SmartStrand. I mean, when we looked at it, it was definitely the cleaning and maintenance, but it was also the comfort and durability. We definitely heard the softness as well.
Okay. All right. And so now that you've gotten this information, it's helped you to hone a consistent message or tagline around what Mohawk is going to say about SmartStrand to, you know, differentiate it versus other fibers.
That's right. I mean, as marketers, you know, I think one of the things we always want to do is clearly understand what differentiates our product from the competitors relative to what the consumer cares about. And it gets down to this. SmartStrand is the only carpet with built-in stain and soil resistance that will never wear or wash off and cleans with just water. So a pretty basic brand promise, but when you look at it, that clearly differentiates us versus other products in the marketplace which have topicals. And really, we also found that to the consumer, that was very important.
Yeah, and I should probably remind most of the people that's listening knows that SmartStrand is a proprietary, unique product for Mohawk in the residential market. You're the only one that has it. Just another little quick thing I was impressed with in this category of research was this whole market optimization package that you guys are rolling out, where you can get with a dealer and you can pull up his county and you can pinpoint exactly where his store is, and then you can give him data a whole lot of information around the size of the potential buyer base. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. No, this is a tool we're working on that we introduced here at Solutions Convention. That basically what it does, it allows you to do a couple different things, but the big thing is for a given zip code, you can go in and you can look at what the potential purchasing power is in a given area and see what areas have the highest percentage of people that are most likely to buy a product. And why we came up with this is we did another set of research where we went out and looked at and segmented the marketplace by who the primary purchasers of carpet were. And so we took that data along with information that we had in our system around carpet purchases and laid this in. So we end up having this ability to look across the zip code and then pull from that based on the demographics, which particular areas have the highest probability to purchase carpet. And so a retailer can sit down and understand what's going on in my marketplace, where should I put my emphasis around my marketing activities so that I can pull in buyers. And then second, if I want to expand my store or potentially go open up a new store, how do I do that? And what areas should I look at? And which areas are growing? And so we'll look at not only the past 5 years, it will also give you projections for the next five as well, so you can make informed decisions about both of those.
I tell you, this technology really is improving the analysis that you can get. Very impressive. I know the guy who was heading that up for Mohawk is Seth Arnold, and he was meeting with dealers show this weekend, and he had a line wrapped around the corner, people wanting to talk to him.
That's right. I was sitting in on several of those just to kind of see the reaction, and we didn't know exactly going in. You're right. I mean, it turned out that he remained pretty busy throughout the whole thing.
All right. It's great to talk to you, Ken. Again, I was real impressed with some of the research you're doing. I know that you're also making decisions on the commercial side around Mohawk's branding and really just kind of cleaning up the whole strategy behind it, right?
That's correct.
All right, great. We've been talking to Kent Clausen, who's Mohawk's Vice President of Brands, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.